1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this Thursday morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc.
It's good that many of us are vaccinated, but viruses that cause colds, flu, and COVID-19 are constantly changing, which means our immunity can wane over time. CareArc reminds you that it's important to stay up to date on your yearly flu vaccine and make sure you've gotten your COVID-19 booster, especially if you're in an at-risk group. These illnesses can spread quickly, so now is the time to protect yourself. Vaccines boost our immunity and protect us from dangerous viruses. Get boosted. Stay protected. Find out more at carearc.org/COVID-19.
KVOE News Time 8:23. Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us Jeff and Sonia Hodges as we talk about the Emporia Senior Center and specifically bingo.
Sonia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks, Jeff. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
How are things going when it comes to bingo? Jeff, I'll ask you to get us started here this morning.
Oh, it's going great. Our numbers are up every Saturday and Tuesday. We've about doubled our numbers since the first of the year, and just excitement, and everybody's having fun, and it's just kind of exciting around there now.
Doubling, that's, Sonia, that's significant, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. It really is. We count every week, and we get excited about our numbers. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and because we've had larger numbers, now we're out able to actually offer larger payouts. So that's the benefit that comes from bringing in the crowds, means more money that we can return back out to our players. So,
well, that does beg the question here, Sonia. How many people have you had here most recently? What are your counts, and what's your payout going into this weekend?
We're getting around 60 each time.
Wow.
And yeah, it's been really great. And our payouts went from $30 on the regular one to $40. So we're paying $40 now, and then we actually raised on our progressive. If you don't win, our payout used to be $50. If you don't win within a certain number of balls, you know, if you don't win the progressive, it would drop to $50, and now we're paying $120. And we've also thrown in one more blackout that's a $100 blackout. So the payouts have gone up significantly, and you know, our crowd is really receiving that well. They like that. They're there for the money. They're there to win some money. So we're trying to accommodate that and you know, kind of build the excitement. And we introduced a new game, last Saturday. We've had it Saturday and on Tuesday. And it's the Queen of Hearts. And that's also a progressive. So that's really fun. You buy a raffle ticket. And if your number is pulled that night, you get to select a card from a board that it came from the state. Nobody here knows where any of the numbers are at, so there's a full deck of cards on there. And you pick your number, and we cut that number out. And if you get the Queen of Hearts, you're going to win the half of the jackpot. And let me tell you where the jackpot is at right now. We are at a $783 jackpot.
Ooh.
So you'd win $392 if you pull the Queen of Heart on Saturday. And if no one pulls the Queen of Heart, then it will progress and it'll increase by probably another couple hundred dollars has kind of been what's been happening. So
that's definitely impressive.
Just keeps going up.
That's impressive. Jeff,
yeah.
Jeff, do the new the electronic bingo cards, is that also being noted as a draw?
Yes. That's we didn't know, you know, how that went at first, but then we talked about, well, do we keep them or not? And the folks that are using them were like, no, we need to really keep those. And they help some people that maybe can't do the daubers and different things. They're able to participate now where before they couldn't. So we sell about 30 of those every session.
Oh, wow.
And you get a lot more chances to win with the electronic bingo.
Understood.
It gives you a lot more cards. Yeah.
So. Again, we're talking with Jeff and Sonia Hodges about updates and some adjustments here to bingo at the Emporia Senior Center. Jeff, I have to ask, because it was floated here late January, early February, about a possible change in Saturday bingo to maybe Sunday. Is that still a discussion point? Has there been a resolution on that?
Well, it's always a discussion, but our numbers have just kept getting better and better. And so we've kind of backed off from that right now. And we've thought about, well, maybe it becomes a seasonal thing. You know, in the wintertime, maybe you go Saturday, and then when it gets lake season and people are in their yards and stuff, you know, if our Saturday numbers would happen to go down, we may look at a Sunday afternoon session. But right at this time, we're not thinking that.
Well, yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it now. And
right.
Sounds like momentum is certainly in the senior center's favor, and it's good to see these kind of numbers because, Jeff, this is very important. Bingo is a primary fundraiser for the center, isn't it?
It is. You know, that kind of pays the bills. It really does. It keeps the lights on, and there's just so much excitement down there. You know, our next phase, we kind of had to get this kind of back up and going and, you know, get that going. And we're really looking hard behind the scenes at our programming now and start offering more services for our seniors. There'll be some more announcements coming out. We've looked at getting some new board members. We're still looking for an interim director. We've got one we're looking at. There'll be some announcements on that coming up. And just a lot of excitement down there now.
Sonia, when it comes to restarting Bingo, which was one of the core activities that was, or I should say one of the core focal points during the transition process that's been underway now for a couple of months since Ian Boyd's resignation, were you confident that you were going to have a kind of build up to a good turnout that what you're seeing right now, or were there some questions as to how well Bingo would be welcomed at the Senior Center?
Oh, I think we all kind of felt like we had the ability to turn that around and get the excitement going. We're all about having fun. And I know, you know, we used to read the rules and it used to be kind of a little stressful and you were afraid you might violate something. We're just having fun. People are laughing and just really having a good time. And that's our main focus, is to make sure that everybody there is having a good time, being treated well, and just winning that money. So you know, they just keep coming in. And we're also offering just incredible food. We got there the other night. We thought we were there really early enough to get our game set up before anybody was there. We pulled into the parking lot, and the parking lot was already, there were so many people. And that was like at 5:30, right at 5:30 as the doors opened. We thought, man, we better get there earlier next time if we're going to beat the crowd, because they're starting to come in, and they eat, and they socialize, and they have a good time. So... and speaking of eating and socializing, we have our dance coming up again on the 19th. We do that the third Friday of every month. Tapestry comes and plays. And Jeff and I, you know, we feel like we're still kind of young to be considered seniors. We feel like we are.
You're still young.
Still young. That's right.
Others may disagree, but we went last time, and it was the first time we'd had an opportunity to go. And we just had so much fun. Now, I can't get him out on the dance floor, and I don't mind because I'm not much of a dancer. But we sat and we listened to the music. We had a really great meal, and we just interacted with other people there, saw a lot of people that we knew from the community, and those numbers are increasing, too. We're seeing good crowds, you know. For us, it's good crowds, and so we would like to see that number just keep increasing. And I don't care how old you are. Come on out. And, you know, it's only $10 a person for a meal and music for, you know, from 6 to 9. So don't worry about whether or not you're a dancer. Just come out and enjoy the music. I don't think you'll be disappointed.
Outstanding. All right. Well, Jeff Hodges, Sonia Hodges, thanks for joining us here this morning. And obviously you got the next bingo coming up here on Saturday.
Yeah. And, hey, we've got one other thing going we'd like to mention real quick. We're doing a NASCAR raffle. And we've got tickets to the race at Kansas City on May the 4th and the 5th. Mm-hmm. To the Saturday race with parking, the Sunday race with parking, and you get to go down on the field before the race. And those raffle tickets are $5 each. You can get them at the Senior Center or at my office at 2604 West Highway 50 across from Blue Stem. Or find one of the board members, and we can get you hooked up. And we're going to draw for that on the Tuesday before the race at Bingo.
Okay. Sounds good.
Good deal.
Awesome.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck this weekend. Best of luck all the way through. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, guys.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Good to talk to you.
You did.
Yeah, Jeff Hodges and Sonia Hodges joining us from the Emporia Senior Center. Sounds like bingo is marching right along. Got some momentum there, Chuck.
Yeah, it does sound like that. And we'll continue to update you on the Senior Center's really return to being